Episode 13, How Can You Love Yourself?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Hey, ladies, how are you? I'm so glad to see you. What are you up to? Are you doing nothing? Oh, surely not. You're never doing nothing. I know that. You're busy, right? Okay, so when I said hello, did you say I'm busy? Okay, yeah, I think sometimes our hello, you know, saying I'm busy is the new hello. That's what I like to say. And it's really kind of sad when you think about it. And I don't know. I think when I ask you how are you, I honestly want to know how you are. I mean, I want to know. You're so important to me. And where you're going and your walk and what you're doing and what your kids are up to and how crazy it is, but you know, you're enjoying it and you're laughing about it and you're learning from it and you're growing. How awesome is that? Yes. You're becoming your best selfie. It is fabulous. Well, you know what? Today, I'd really like to chat with you about love. You're like, oh no, love. I'm not feeling love. I love you. I do. I really do love you. And that word, you know, love, I like to look up some words once in a while because I think we distort the meanings of words. And so it's fun every once in a while to go back to the old fashioned dictionary. Yes, I still have an old fashioned dictionary, especially as a homeschooling mom. I love dictionaries. And in fact, at one point we even had an encyclopedia set. Do you remember those? For those of you who had those, now you get everything. You just, what is it? Google it. That's all we say is Google it. Google must love that. I mean, I'm just saying. But love, so actually I didn't go to the dictionary. I went to Google. And so I Googled love. And it's pretty fascinating. I read it and it says an intense feeling of deep affection. I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. And it goes for on with the synonym is like deep affection, fondness, tenderness, warmth, endearment. And I thought about that. And I was like an intense feeling of deep affection. You know, you hear me speak a lot about loving thy neighbor as you love yourself. And I really believe that we are holding short, almost hostage our love because we're not willing to love ourselves. And some of us will come up with the excuses like, I have no time. I have no time to love myself. You know, I have 5 children. I'm busy. I have no time to do it. Okay. And then others would say, I just don't have any money to love myself. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, no money, no time. And then remember what our new hello is I'm busy. I'm too busy. That holds us back too. And then I begin to really wonder, do we really know what love is? If we have no time, money, and we're too busy, then what is our definition of love? So how can you love yourself if you don't even know what the definition of love is? And so in that, I really started thinking because I truly believe that we as a human being, God created us out of love. He created you out of his love for you. Okay. And that's precious. That's gold. It is golden that he did that. And he thinks you're so, so special. And in all of this, I think sometimes love gets lost. Why? Because we get hurt. We get hurt by, you know, that first or second or third boyfriend that hurt us and broke up with us. Or we get hurt because who we thought our best friend was started a rumor about us that really hurt us. And so, yeah, they don't love us anymore. That love actually becomes a bad word. And it kind of amazes me how something that's so tender and so precious to God that he loved you enough to create you and to sacrifice his son for you, that we still don't really know what love is. And so I really want. I really want you to know that you're loved, that someone does care about you. And if you're not loved, if you're listening and you honestly, truly do not feel loved, I want to talk to you. Send me an email, christianne@createyournow.com. Or you can find me at createyournow.com. Send me a voicemail. You are loved and you matter. And you know what? None of us are perfect. You see, sometimes I think we get wrapped up in love determines what we do or how we perform. And we're never going to be perfect. I still am growing. I still am getting better. And you know what? I will never be perfect till I get to heaven. Praise the Lord for that. And I look forward to the journey every single step of the way. I love it. Both the good and the bad and the ugly. I love the highs and the lows, the mountains and the valleys. Now, no, I'm not saying I love the valleys. But you know what? I know that I'm going to learn something from it. And the way I approach it and how I look at it is going to help me handle it better. Now, no, this didn't happen overnight. This has happened over my journey, okay? Truly, loving yourself is tough. It's hard. And if you want to call it tough love, yeah, it's tough love. But how can you give to others if you don't love who you are? And so I really started digging deep in that and thought, oh man, you know, I really believe in this, but how do you tell yourself, how can you tell someone that you need to love yourself? And how can you do it? I mean, you know, love, you know, it's a deep rooted affection. Most of us don't have that for ourselves. In fact, we look in the mirror and we're like, well, you're not looking too great today. Got those bags under your eyes. Those rolls are still there. And those thighs are nothing to be screaming about because they're not beautiful. We beat ourselves up. We get dressed and we're like, oh, I feel fat. I don't look good in this. This print makes me look big. Oh, these jeans are too tight. I think my feet are growing. My shoes don't fit right. And then we put on those comfies and we put on those stretchy yoga pants and a big baggy sweatshirt. And we go, nah, it'll do. It'll do, pig. Remember that? I love that movie. It'll do, pig. I'm not calling you a pig, by the way, but it won't do. Because you see, you are precious. You are so loved. And you really need to feel that. You need to know and learn and understand that. Because I'm telling you right now, you will give so much more. I promise you, you will. You will have so much more love to give. And, you know, in my journey, part of it started because of love. In fact, the lack of love. Just a real quick synopsis. My husband told me one day, I've fallen out of love. Yeah, I'm still here and my heart sunk. Maybe you all have experienced that. And that hurts. That goes deeper than any core. It goes down to the soul of all souls. Man, and you feel it in your spirit and it crushes it. I felt dead. I felt as if I was having an outer body experience because I was seeing my life differently and going, I don't understand. This came out of nowhere. I don't get it. You see, love is such a fragile thing, but it's a gift, and it's a gift that God gave us, and it starts with you. It starts with you. And I'm telling you that you are so gorgeous that you deserve to take time for you. And so I have lots of kisses to share with you today, all right? And the kisses aren't hard. They're simple, but they're not easy. And it's going to challenge you because love is going to stretch you. And when you're being stretched, that means you're growing. And when you're out of that comfort zone, that's an awesome thing. Okay. So if you're feeling stretched or uneasy or you're getting butterflies in your stomach, praise the Lord. Okay. That means you're growing. All right. So take it like, huh, I'm doing something. This is awesome. Okay. All right. So your report card, you'd be getting an A+ if you're feeling that. All right. So you say you have no time, you have no money, you're too busy, but you really need love because you got to have love for yourself in order to truly give it. Maybe your relationship is suffering a little bit with your spouse, with your partner. Maybe it's suffering with your teenage daughter. Maybe you're struggling and you just don't know why. So I want you to turn and look in on your own heart, okay? And I want you to think about your definition of love and how you see love. How often do you say I love you to the ones that you do love? I know I say I love you probably too many times. And I still don't think I say it enough. But sometimes I feel like, gosh, should I just tell you I love you? Because I really do. I love you. And I do tell my kids a lot because I want them to hear it. I want them to know. I tell my husband. Yes, the one who told me I've fallen out of love. We fell back in love. And it's awesome. And that love is there because I found love for me. And you can find love for you. It starts right where you are. Your kiss starts right where you are now. No, you're not perfect, but you're you and you're precious. And you may want to change things, and that's fantastic because this is a journey. You are on a journey and you can change those things. You can, but it's one step at a time. But you have to start right where you are right now, okay? So say, I love you. I love you. For those of you who listened to about the biggest bulge in your head, we talked about the love letters, okay? And if you haven't written love letters to yourself, it's simply taking Post-its and putting up sweet, sweet sayings to yourself. You make a difference. You are beautiful. I conquer the world. Whatever sayings that you want to put on there that mean something to you, that's what you want to do, okay? Those are your love letters. So in addition to having love letters, you need to make a date. I'm serious. You need to make a date. You see, when my husband told me I've fallen out of love, yeah, my life came to a screeching halt. And I felt like I lost everything. In fact, God wanted to teach me something that he stripped me of everything I had. He had to take it all from me, including the things most precious to me, my husband and my children. And he got my attention real fast. I was like, okay, I'm here. I'm listening. What do you need? What do I need to do? I don't know what I did wrong, what I'm supposed to do, but I am so here and I'm in tuned. And so I did. I made a date. And from that point on, from the day he told me I've fallen out of love, from that day on, I made a date for me. Every single day I made a date. Now, you're like, I'm too busy. I don't have time. I don't have the money. I'm telling you, you do. It's just whether or not you're willing to commit to it. I told you it was simple, but it wasn't going to be easy. The kiss isn't always easy, but you have to start where you are. I started where I was back then. And at that time, it was during the summer. And so I had to make time in my schedule. Because I didn't have time. The kids were home. I still had to take care of them. I'm still a mommy. They were little. I had a preschooler up to a freshman in high school. And so I had to be there for them. So what did I do? I got up every morning between 3:30 and 4 o'clock in the morning. Yes, I did, by golly. And I went and had my own God time. God and I went and we had a 2-hour chat. I loved it. It was my date. It was. And it was on my calendar every single day. And if I could not make it early in the morning because it was raining, okay? And because rain did happen then. At the time, we were living in Kentucky. And it was raining then every once in a while. So my date just shifted to a little bit when it wasn't raining. And if it wasn't lightning, I still went on my date, okay? The only time I missed a date, yep, I didn't miss a date. Is that important? It was my time. And during that time, I learned so much about me. I learned to love me. You see, you have to start where you are. You have to make a date. And I'm not saying that date has to be for 2 hours. It doesn't have to be for 30 minutes. It can be for 15 minutes. You need your time. I don't know about you, but even when I go to the bathroom, I don't get time. The kids come in, Mom, what's for dinner? Mom, can I have a snack? I mean, really? I can't even go to the bathroom without an interruption. You have to make time for you. You have to make a date. And it's so important because it does. It starts with you. And this love, you need to love you. Okay? And this is just the beginning of how you can begin to love yourself. All right? And that loving yourself time that you make a date for, okay, for me, it was my God time. And in that God time, I did a ton. Oh my goodness, we had discussions. I cried a lot. I yelled once in a while. Thank goodness I was in an area that I could do that. And more stories on that later. But I cried, I yelled, I ran, I walked, so I exercised, I got my fitness in. Okay, it did not involve eating though. That came after my God talk. But I'm serious. It was a date. And it was a date for me. So maybe your time is just going to start with 10 minutes. Maybe that's all you can spare. Maybe you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. And all you can spare is getting up at 5:50. Are you worth it? Dagnabbit, yes, you are worth it. You've got to make time for you. You have got to start loving you. Because in order to love you, you got to have time. And don't make excuses. I don't have enough time. I'm too busy. I don't have any money. You don't need any of that. What you need is a date on the calendar every single day that's a non-negotiable that you say, this is what I'm doing. And yeah, it's that important. It's a non-negotiable. It's like food and water. It's a non-negotiable. Actually, it's more like breathing. It's a non-negotiable, okay? I'm serious because you matter. You're precious. You are loved and God created you. He loved you that much. And I'm telling you, your children will love you more for it. You will have so much more energy to give to them. I wish I would have done it years and years and years ago. But I didn't figure this out till just a little over 4 years ago. For almost 4.5 years ago. Yeah. And wow, I wish I would have learned it a long, long, long time ago. But you got to love yourself, okay? Write yourself those love letters. Learn to love yourself. And I said it all starts for where you are right now. It does. And so I want to put a challenge out to you, along with the kiss of making that date. So you have two things, okay? You have to make the date. So you need to go to your calendar, if you don't have it in front of you now, and you need to find a time that you are going to put in the non-negotiable date, and you're going to put me. And instead of just putting me, you're going to say, I love you. And you're going to write it in. Okay? It's for you. All right? You're going to do that. Number two, you have to start where you are. So your challenge is this. Send me a selfie. Send me your best selfie right now. That doesn't mean go take 20 pictures and pick the best one, okay? I'm saying snap a quick selfie and send it to me. I promise you only I get them. It comes directly to me. I do not have a staff of 20 that's sitting here reading these emails. It comes to me, okay? And I want you to send it to your best selfie at createyournow.com. All right, send it to me. I promise you that for everyone who sends me a selfie, I'm gonna send you a little note back. You mean that much to me, okay? Because and if you don't feel loved, tell me that too. Because you should so feel loved. You're that important, and you can love yourself. It's gonna take time, but you will. And you start by baby steps. And the first one is take a date. Make your date. Put it on the calendar. That's your kiss. Remember, keep it simple solution. That's what we have to do. Because that too busy, no money, no time gets in the way. I got a career. Yeah, Well, you can't have any of that if you don't have love and your health. So it's time to create your now. I love you so much. I'll see you on the other side.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.